from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When we come to choosing those who will manage our club affairs, it is necessary to find people we can trust. It was not surprising that others have been addressing these issues. Writing in World Radio Online May issue, Dave Hayes, VE3JX, looks over these qualities as viewed by the QCWA. That's the US Quarter Century Association, not the local ladies in VK4. Knowledge of the area, such as finances for the treasurer, common sense and humility are some of the qualities which are examined. This is a practical set of criteria used by a large body with local to national structures. At the local level, clubs are often faced with the struggle to maintain membership and can really be challenged at finding active members who will volunteer for club positions. Nonetheless, I believe it is important that we all think over these ideas. We may not be available to fill a role for our club, but we may have a say in electing someone who will. If we are clear in our own minds of the qualities we value, it will be that much easier to make our vote count. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Burpengary, it can be heard on 1.843 MHz at 9:30 a.m. following the VK1WIA National News Service. I'm Andy, VK4 Kilo Yankee.
4 months in, and the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated is firing on all cylinders. Thanks to Jason, VK4FJGS, and Ray, VK4HOT, we are the 200th entry for the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. We will be located at Sea Hill Lighthouse, and transportation details are still to be finalised. Jack, VK4JRC, recently organised a bulk buy of Tigertronic's SL-USB interfaces. Since these interfaces arrived, there has been a lot of activity locally across the bands, with members experimenting with SSTV, digital SSTV, PSK, and Packet. Ray, VK4HOT, has been extremely proud of the QSO cards he has received from locations as remote as Portugal. Jack, VK4JRC, is organising a digital modes workshop with a barbecue to assist with the learning curve of digital modes. This weekend will be aimed at assisting with the Tigertronics interfaces, but other interface methods can be included. Dates and locations are to be advised. Vrank, VK4FLR, is currently in the process of looking at cost-effective ways that members can get in on microwave activity after Frank, VK4FLR, and Graham, VK4NFZ, have been active on 23 centimetres, making the trip 48.8 kilometres over some rough country from Baldacombe to Zilzy. Other operators have been listening in on receivers for their signals. A fox hunt will be organised in the near future thanks to Jason, VK4FJGS. Jason is also busily providing links to some great fox hunting resources, which will be placed on our website. We think a fox hunt will really inspire young potential amateur radio operators to take the first step. We currently have a raffle for a Yaesu FT1802M VHF FM radio. Tickets are $1 each. Contact our president, Andrea, VK4FROG, at president@cqara.org.au if you are interested in purchasing tickets. More details and Andrea's email address is available on our website, www.cqara.org.au. For more information and news, please visit our website again, www.cqara.org.au. I'm Adam, VK4MTJ, on behalf of the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Gladstone area, it's relayed on 146900 MHz, VK4 Romeo Golf Alpha, Coombit Tops, following the WIA National News Service at 0930 Australian Eastern Standard Time each Sunday. From the Maryborough Electronics and Radio Group, I'm Ray, VK4TPT.
This is Gordon, VK4VP, with news from the Sunshine Coast. USM Events Noosa Century Bike Ride. Well, SCARC has been at it again. Only a week after the International Rally of Queensland, SCARC members assisted by Caboolture and Gympie Club members have provided safety and strategic comms for the Noosa Century Bike Ride. The ride consisted of two stages, a 100km ride for the fit people and a 160km ride for the ultra-fit. Many checkpoints across the course required amateurs to assist in the reporting of progress and any accidents or breakdowns. The sag wagon came through at the end of the riders to sweep up and collect any unfortunates that had failed through physical or mechanical means. As there were amateurs in the two lead vehicles and the sag wagon, these were fitted out with APRS, which allowed the display of these three vehicles on a computer at the event headquarters at Noosa Lions Park. Thanks to a strategically placed digipeater, there were no black spots for APRS coverage throughout the entire course. The event organisers were very impressed with the support given to them for this ride. SCARC would like to thank all SCARC members and the members of the various clubs that helped out for this event. NNC. Well, what does NNC stand for, you may ask? It's the acronym for a group of amateurs that like camping at various locations across southeast Queensland, and the next event is July 8th to the 10th at the Barumba Dam just out from Imbul. There has been over 40 people at these events in the past, and certain people have been known to upgrade from tents to caravans just for this event, especially when your bed is longer than the tent and your feet hang out the end. So what is this NNC? Well, I'll give you a clue. The middle N stands for Nutty, and that certainly helps. Yes, it's Knowles Nutty Campers, coming to a campground near you. A combination of camping, amateur radio, campfire cooking, car boot sales and plenty of tall stories means this is a memorable event not to be missed. If you'd like to come along, contact the Nutmaster himself, Noel VK4NL, through the various means, and he'll be only too happy to get you on board for a fun weekend. This has been Gordon, VK4VP.
Across Queensland, from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In Brisbane, it's relayed on 147 MHz at 9:30 a.m. Sundays from the Brisbane VHF Group's VK4RBN on Mount Glorious, following the WIA National News Service. I'm Bryn, VK4GF.
G'day again from far north Queensland. This is Dale, VK4DMC for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, Trek in far north Queensland. As this news goes to air, Trek members Gary, VK4FD, and Jeff, VK4BOF, likely known as Snoopy and Charlie Brown, are on air and looking for contacts for the VK Shires contest. They are using the Trek call sign, VK4WAT Portable, from the township of Mount Surprise, which is in the Etheridge Shire, ET4, in far north Queensland. And they will be on or near the following frequencies. 3.615, 7.135, 14.190, 21.245, and 28.450, plus or minus QRM, of course. The next meeting of Trek will be held on Saturday the 25th of June at our club rooms. Well, that's your lot for this week. Visit the Trek website at www.treclub.org.au for club information, and you can also download the latest monthly club news in Trek News. Past issues are also available on the site. This has been Dale, VK4DMC. Travel well.
In the nation's capital, with amateur radio news from across the globe, this has been the WIA National News Service. Local news and callbacks follow on most affiliates. We'd appreciate you checking in. VK1WIA. We've reported, you decide.